Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 22. Hello Gopal, what is the difference between love and falling in love from your experience? Thank you. Very difficult and complex question. To be honest, I don't exactly really know that. Yeah. It's difficult to say something to that. My personal experience is that falling in love has at least two components, and this is the biological level and a transcendental level. This is how it appears to be for me from my own experience. And falling in love means it is nothing transpersonal. It's me who falls in love into someone. So there are subject and object, and a very beautiful state, we could put it like that. Falling in love is a beautiful state, whatever it is exactly, I don't know, but it's beautiful and it's great, fantastic, crazy, and there are involved subject and object. And it's obviously limited in time. So before it was not there, then the beautiful man or woman appears, we fall in love, the state is there, and at least or at last it disappears again. So it's nothing permanent, it's nothing eternal. It is part of our life here on earth in this body. And love, whatever you mean by that, I mean, I can explain or try to explain what I understand what love is. And the first thing I would like to do is to replace the word love with consciousness, because actual love and consciousness is the same, but the word love is always mixed up with a state of, for example, being in love or love someone or love something, and this is something totally different. So if we use the word consciousness, things become more clear, because consciousness is like space. It is nothing defined, although we have a word for it, which is already part of an illusion. But space and consciousness have something in common. In space appear objects, universes, people, and disappear and change. And within consciousness, it is the same. Things appear and disappear. States appear and disappear. Within our consciousness, love appears, or the feeling of love or falling in love appears, this state, and disappears again. But consciousness itself does not appear or disappear. It is transpersonal. It is transcendental. It is eternal. So every feeling, every suffering, every happiness and joy, practically everything, I mean, really everything appears in consciousness and changes and disappears. But consciousness itself, like space, cannot be hurt, doesn't come and go, has no color, no form. It is nothing defined. It is nothing separated. It is the whole. Yeah. Maybe this gives you an idea. So I would say consciousness or love, like you call it, is something spiritual, something transcendental, and it's not dependent on the fact that we have fallen in love with somebody or not. So it's in a way bigger. If you are in love, if you realize that there's only love in consciousness, it does not matter if you hate a person or love a person. It is beyond these polarities.